There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning. Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up on today's program, Paul Stone in 30 minutes. He will break down, analyze, and give you some bets from two different conferences in college football today. Dennis Bernstein later on the NHL. Yesterday was absolutely bonkers in that sport.
Absolutely.
The timing of the NHL for that.
Johnny Hockey, no one saw that coming. And then the goalie carousel. What happened? Well, guys,
all over the place.
Colorado loses another goalie.
And,
no problem.
And Mike Palm in studio. For the first time, it's going to be good to see him again. And, by the way, the Open Championship is turning into putt-putt down the street, where they're going to make a joke out of the John Deere Classic the way it looks.
I know. It's ridiculous. This prop's in serious jeopardy right off the bat from the get-go. Lowest round under 63 and a half.
What are we talking? Is somebody going to win this thing at 25 under?
I mean, this is... Oh, what's it? The guy's 7 under right now?
7 under through, I think, 12 or 13.
Yeah, and an amateur is 5 under. Never heard of him.
This is just silly.
Mitch's best.
I don't like that in majors. I know.
Can I cheer you up? Have I had a chance to tell you how enjoyable this baseball season is?
Not
Have I
recently.
Had a chance? Okay.
What'd you like about last night?
Oh, my God. Ohtani. The Orioles win again. The Mariners sweep the doubleheader. Bullpen shenanigans. Dodgers pull one out. McClanahan solid again. This is great.
How about two teams, right, with simultaneous 10-game winning streaks?
Yes.
With the Mariners and the Orioles?
Yes. Right.
And there was a no-doubter with Baltimore again last night. And the Mariners are red hot as well. This is really, really enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like you mentioned it with Ohtani. Again, this is just, I said this probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, that if he, and this, we're beyond what I said, but I pointed out like on the calendar, if he would make two more starts in a row like he was doing, watch out, it's going to get real at the Cy Young. He is now rock solid, in my opinion, third. There's one book that has Gerrit Cole tied with him or ahead of him. I'm not so sure about that.
I'm surprised by that. I don't get that either.
He needs to be third, and he needs to be climbing. Mm. And he should be catching Verlander, and it's going to be tough to overtake McClanahan, but this stretch that he's on right now is lights out and as good as we've seen.
There you see the numbers there, what we're using, VSiN.com. He's the third choice, Cy Young plus 650. Bet Rivers, he's the fourth choice. I'm with you.
Okay, that's the one I disagree with.
Yeah, I totally disagree with that, right? McClanahan, the favorite, he was steady Eddie again yesterday. At Bet Rivers, MVP. Judge is plus 105, Otani's plus 115. At William Hill, they're the co-favorites. A lot of spots now, he's the favorite now to win his MVP.
He's turned into odds on.
Yes.
He's minus 120 at a book here in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed that at several spots, he's actually now turned into the shortest shot on the board, the favorite, or odds on to win the MVP.
Right. Now let's put it in perspective. He's the sixth player to have at least 45 strikeouts and one or fewer earned over a four-game span since 1913. Pretty good, huh? But how about the list? It's DeGrom, Randy Johnson, Pedro, Chris Sale, and Kershaw twice. Oh, my. Oh, by the way, he's hitting, you know, home runs from time to time and had a big hit last night in the win.
Yeah.
And he did it against the Astros.
7-1, shut down Houston.
Yeah. Yes.
Completely just eliminated any chance that they would have.
The strikeouts every start.
Look at this. Man. Look at this tweet from Kyle Glazier, right? His last six starts have been phenomenal. Look at that now. That's four games in a row with at least 10 strikeouts, like you said. His ERA is now 2.38. He's tied for fourth in the American League with 123 strikeouts. He's also top 10 in the American League with 19 home runs and 56 RBIs. But we have voter fatigue, though, from what we've been told.
Yeah, I kind of like the Cousin Sal tweet. We're not even going to discuss this for about 5 years. We just know who the best player in baseball is, right?
Well, not only, I mean, this is serious now, right? Not only the MVP.
Oh, sure.
He's going to have a chance here. It depends on how, and I know there was a back and forth on this recently, that I noticed, like how the Astros are going to handle Verlander down the stretch.
Yes.
At 39 years old, and how the Rays, if they're like maybe out of the mix, or are they going to push McClanahan to go out there and say, hey, give us.
Don't be out of the mix.
No, but they pulled
the Verlander thing's a good point.
They pulled McClanahan at 85 pitches last night.
Okay.
So, it appears like the Angels are not going to do this with Ohtani. Like, does he have enough in the tank to catch those two guys and win the Cy Young? What if he pulls off both?
Well, that's the other thing. They can't win a game when he's not starting.
That's correct.
Go back and look at the record. That's another one. I mean, good point about Verlander. I mean, the Astros' magic numbers, too. So this is kooky. The other thing, as great as this has been, this Oriole run's historic. Stats by stats. They're the second team in MLB history to lose 110-plus games one season and then have a 9-plus game winning streak. ESPN stats and info. They started the season with the lowest payroll in baseball. They've now won 10 in a row. They're the first team since at least 1990 to win 10 straight, despite entering opening day with the league's lowest payroll. How good is this? Mm-hmm. Then Seattle sweeps the doubleheader. More on what they're doing today. But this is just fantastic. There's something every single night here. Great stories.
Well, I mean, this is like baseball. The regular season does last 6 months. It's like two or three seasons wrapped up in one.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And some of the comebacks that we had last night.
Yep.
The Dodgers were down. I didn't even notice what they were in play.
Forget it.
I'm sure they were off.
Can
the
you
board.
Imagine? I did find it. The Reds were 30-1 the other night, down 3-0 against probably should have been higher. Yeah, it was 6-0 in the seventh. And the Dodgers come all the way back and beat the Cardinals. Gonsolin, and that's important too, because Sandy's opened up a big lead now. Because Musgrove struggled and Gonsolin finally blew up. He gave up six runs in five innings, so that was
good for
Gonsolin, too. But the Dodgers come all the way back as well. A vicious beat in the Marlins game, which we'll get to. But the other thing you have is Montoyo fired by the Blue Jays, and that was a good, you know, you always want to bet the team after they. I didn't know this. Just problems in the clubhouse. He wasn't a leader, and they had tuned him out, especially in Seattle, apparently it was bad. So they get rid of him. They rough up Wheeler. And then the other thing you have to look at is what do you do? I don't have a line yet. What do you do with this Kansas City-Toronto game? Not only just the game tonight, but the series.
So I was on Twitter, like, I'm not joking, within 30 seconds of Jeff Passan from ESPN tweeting this out, and I immediately searched every possible book.
Okay.
Now, it was early, so some books would not have, like, the overnights up at that point, but I looked everywhere. Spots did have they this game. I don't think this game was on the board anyway, but it was nowhere to be found. So 10 players on their 26-man roster not making the trip. The 10 guys, Benintendi, who's now like red hot and rumored to be on, get dealt. Merrifield, Melendez, hot rookie, Dozier, and then some key starting pitchers as well and key role players. Michael A. Taylor's on the list as well. Passing points out, up until yesterday, 25 total visiting players had not been allowed into Canada because they were unvaccinated. KC by itself has 10, including four of its five top hitters and two best starters. They will be replaced by a rash of AAA and AA players who will be in Toronto. So those players have to make their way up from the minors to join the rest of the team that can actually make it today for the beginning of a set, the last one before the All-Star game. And I mean, what are you going to make the number?
And it's Gausman.
Yeah.
Right? Gausman could be going against AA guys.
What are they on the run line? What are they minus 2.5 runs today in this game?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is going to be, this reeks of the timing of firing Montoya, winning last night over Wheeler, and getting red hot at the right time going into the All-Star break, and just an absolute pounding coming. And they're going to take, you know, KC out behind the woodshed this entire weekend.
You would think so, right? See how high they make that. Good point. The other one, and now Seattle's won 10 in a row. Not only have they been red hot, and they were under much, and just like the Orioles, under 500 when the streak started. They did it with the suspensions. They went 10-1 during the suspensions.
Yeah.
How about that? But they faced Texas today and Perez. Texas has won 12 of his last 13 starts.
So do you want the hot pitcher or do you want the hot team?
He had some run support. You know, the good numbers. But it's not like he's been lights out every time he goes out there. I mean, his last start, I think it was last start of two starts, he was roughed up. But he's had tremendous run support. So that is, do you want to go against this streak? I know. Because you got two here. I mean, 12 of 13 against 10 in a row. But this is wild what's going on with baseball.
So when teams get on rolls like this and how numbers disappear in 2 seconds, you always brought up the Yankees number this year right away, the Astros. The Yankees went from like $360 to $15 or $1,500 before you could blink.
Yeah, just like that. Just much like the Dodgers now.
Dodgers? Yep.
They're now $1,200.
There you go. And they were $375.
Yes.
Right around there last week, I believe. Yep. And now another one here is going to be the Mariners to make the playoffs. Like that plus 120 that was available earlier this week is going to probably turn into minus whatever coming up very soon.
Right. And I think a lot of people are familiar with that tweet now or have been made aware of how easy the schedule is. It's ridiculous now.
Yeah.
Five games, only five games remaining August 12th to the rest of the season against teams with a winning record.
Mm-hmm. And the first annual VSiN betting pentathlon was fun until last night.
Blackburn, no control. What happened? Three walks in the first inning. Will haunt, Mitch.
We didn't. The numbers were a lot of fun to talk about, but we didn't really love Blackburn yesterday. We went with them anyway. That's a loser. And now we got to get. Now here's today's the final day, and we have to make up a good 3+ units on a numbers game. They have the lead. I believe they had Ohtani on the run line last night. That's one that you ran by me, and I'm like, I scoffed at. And that would have been a huge number.
It's fun to follow that stuff now because of the contest, what actually came in.
Yeah.
Like Ohtani run line, McClanahan run line, a bunch of reverse run lines.
Sure they did.
Scott had Mets reverse run line to start the day.
Had more than 2-1.
How about that?
That's a great call.
That was great a good
right
call.
There. Yes. So now we need a prop. Uh-huh. And
it's easy. No hitter.
You want to go no hitter?
No hitter.
How about you want to go exact score in a game? Those are easy to hit, aren't they?
Yeah, strikeout props over. You could do that. I was looking at the Giants lead at the end of the first inning tonight. It's 4-1.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to get creative. Yeah. And any suggestions are welcome today because this is it. This is it, man. Our final day, FTM at VSiN.com. We need a winner. The first hour here of this show is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Win, lose up next. Who says no to this potential NBA trade? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct.
$20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Follow the Money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
You're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams? Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, let's go from Conference USA to the ACC, and we can begin here. Paul Stone, our guest, we continue talking to him. His podcast, by the way, is called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. You can get it wherever you subscribe, listen to, and download your podcast. Louisville, is a 5.5 this year. They've had a lot of talent over the years, obviously. It's been a pretty good program. That's a low total, though. What do you make of that number? Are you betting it over or under, Paul?
Well, first of all, man, I tell you, it's really important. I think you can't stress it enough to shop around on the regular season win totals. You can find different numbers, obviously, from store to store. And I found Louisville at over 5.5, pretty good juice, minus 165, but they're FanDuel. You look at Scott Satterfield, he's entering his fourth season as the head coach. Some programs tend to kind of hit their stride at this juncture. More importantly, the Cardinals figured they're going to field a high-scoring offense. It's going to be one of the better offenses, you know, a top 15-20 offense in the nation. Their dual-threat quarterback, 38 career starts, Malik Cunningham. He's passed for nearly 8,100 career yards, run for another 2,600 yards. He's accounted for a total of 100 touchdowns during his career. He's a guy who could merit some early Heisman talk with a hot start. You look, continuing to talk about their offense, the line returns all five starters, total of 116 career starts, figured to be a top 20 unit as well. The defense, they were decent in 2021, got most people back, should be bolstered by several additions through the transfer portal. The most notable of those being middle linebacker Momo Sanogo. He was at Ole Miss, had a great year way back in 2018, 112 tackles and 6.5 tackles for a loss. He figures to be the Cardinals' middle linebacker. In the last two seasons in ACC play, Louisville's lost a total of 8 games by single digits. They've lost those games by an average of just 4.3 points. You know, it could be kind of a byproduct, those losses, close losses of who they are. But I think this is a mostly veteran team with a talented, experienced quarterback. I think some of those close ones start falling their way, sort of a regression to the mean. Coming off back-to-back losing seasons, I don't think the Cardinals are going to have 3 straight losing seasons. They do have a difficult schedule, ranked the 9th toughest in the nation by Phil Steele, but I think they're at least going to break even at 6-6. They do that, you get the over the money, the over the 5.5, get the money, minus 165 there at FanDuel.
Yeah, okay, so you're spot on with that. I mean, think about that, Paul. I'm looking at 6.5 right now at some other spots. So as books post this the college football numbers earlier and earlier now every single year, as somebody who does this professionally, you must have noticed this with just a ton of programs this year where the numbers were completely off like that.
Yeah, I think Brad's been on your show, perhaps Brad Powers, talking about this as well. You know, Brad's out there betting regular season totals all over the place, and he pointed out as well that the differences that you can find are just significant. You know, you're talking about one game in a 12-game regular season. That is that's quite significant, and mm-hmm. It just varies. The markets are relatively small, so it stands to reason that there can be some, variance from one book to another, and you just got to have multiple outs. You got to have multiple places to bet and take advantage of that.
How about Georgia Tech? So this is the 4th year for Jeff Collins. 3 wins, 3 wins, and 3 wins. Their total is 3.5, and my God, do they have a brutal schedule. Your thoughts on Georgia Tech, please.
Yeah, first of all, that schedule, I think some are ranking it as difficult as the 3rd most difficult in the country. So they do have a very difficult schedule. Like you said, they've won 3 games in each of Jeff Collins' first 3 seasons, only return a grand total of 8 starters this season. Rambling Wreck reportedly has lost 16 players who started at least 6 games in 2021. That total includes 8 of their top 11 tacklers from a season ago. But the most notable of those losses is certainly going to be versatile running back Jahmyr Gibbs, who rushed for almost 750 yards last year, had 35 receptions for another 465 yards. He left Atlanta for Tuscaloosa. Guy's going to make an immediate impact for the Crimson Tide. He was the best player in the program. And then reportedly in March, I was reading a couple months back that Georgia Tech only had 12 scholarship linemen on the roster, offensive linemen on the roster. So only 12 scholarship offensive linemen, 6 of those either freshmen or sophomores. They're going to be really thin there, only return a total of 37 career starts in the offensive line. You couple those numbers in the offensive line with Gibbs, defection to Alabama, and I just see Georgia Tech's offense struggling to even match last year's, which averaged just 22 points a game against FBS opponents. Defensively, the Yellow Jackets, not any better there, really. They don't return any starters on the front 4, only 1 starter in the back 4, and again, that schedule, non-conference schedule, includes trips to UCF and defending national champion Georgia. Additionally, they play a home game against Ole Miss outside the conference. Very difficult schedule. Georgia Tech only 9-27 straight up in its last 36 games dating back to late 2018. Probably going to enter the bye week, their bye week in early October at 2-4. But it's difficult to find 2 more victories in the second half of the season. I've looked over their schedule backwards and forwards. I like taking Georgia Tech under 3.5 wins at plus 105 at Caesars.
Okay, very good. So last year was a funky season. You had Wake and Pitt playing the ACC title game. Miami's back. They're loaded. A lot of people think they're going to turn that around with crystal ball. What do you think? Clemson won 10 games and was seen as a major disappointment. Who wins the ACC, in your opinion? What'd you play?
Well, I hate to get too chalky here, but, you know, I'm going to go with Clemson. Again, if you shop around, you can find Clemson there at Circa, where you guys are this morning at plus 107. A lot of places have Clemson at minus money to win the ACC. But, you know, I just kind of sum up my selection of the Tigers as the ACC winner in 3 words: defense, defense, and defense. Mm. They're just tremendous on that side of the ball. You know, they've got a chance to be really special defensively this year. Maybe not 2021 Georgia good, but it's not going to be, you know, very far off from that type of unit. And that's primarily because of that defensive front 4 it's just a bunch of five-star recruits, guys like Xavier Thomas, Brian Breesy, Miles Murphy, Tyler Davis. These are all guys who are going to be future first or second day NFL draft choices. They do clearly have the quarterback issue. You know, after really subbing in well in spot relief of Trevor Lawrence back in 2020, DJ Uiagalelei really struggled last year. You know, for a good football team, which Clemson obviously is, it's difficult to have a negative touchdown-to-interception ratio in college football. But Uiagalelei, 9 touchdowns, 10 interceptions last year. He's got to get better. Now, if he stumbles out of the gate this year, I think they'll go to true freshman Cade Klubnik out of the state of Texas. So they do have issues there, no question about it. But, again, that defense is so good. They're going to be favored by at least a touchdown, maybe even double digits in all 8 conference games. Difficult not to see them in the conference championship game there in Charlotte. I like Clemson plus 107 at Circa to win the ACC this season.
Man, great analysis as always, and you can follow Paul on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports. Thanks for the time and the breakdowns as always, and also good luck with your golf bets this weekend.
Same to you guys. And man, can't beat watching golf in the pre-dawn hours and talking college football in mid-July. Y'all have a great weekend.
It's the best. You too. And we'll catch up in a couple of weeks as we're on vacation now until August 1st. If you missed any of Paul's plays, by the way, you can always download our podcast. It's Follow the Money, and you can get that wherever you download, listen, and subscribe to your podcast as well. Just search Follow the Money. Bam, it pops right up.
Ernie Els, another birdie.
I know.
How about this? Son of a gun, Jeff Seeley.
He's tied for second.
Yes.
Ernie Bleepin' Els tied for second.
Yeah, he threw 11.
Now, things
11.
Can change here.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
So, but
good fun. Wow.
Man, it is a blast when a guy comes on and makes a case for something like this and all of a sudden gets off to a great start.
Uh-huh.
And also, Paul's got to be feeling good. Cam Young, he bet him recently 105-1.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of golf to be played, obviously, but he's through 15 now at 7-under.
Yep. McIntyre got the 4-under. God, he just doubled.
You really destroyed my day when you said that Horschel made the 4-under.
Yeah, and now he imploded. He's even now. Sorry.
That's no good. Do you have Rory? Anything there with him?
Nothing with Rory. Koepka's blowing up. Barry Bonds is 3-under, too. How about that? DeChambeau's 3-under.
You know what?
He's already done.
Okay, so he was 3. He gave one back, I believe, on 16, so then he closed strong. I think he was 100 in... What did I see him at? He was higher than triple digits to win this event. I saw John Rahm get the plus 2350 last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't bet it, but I mean, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
The first hour of this show is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. It happens almost every single season in the NFL. Which teams have the best chances or are the best candidates to pull it off this year, we shall discuss coming up next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000 and receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. Football right around the corner. Can't wait. And going back since 2002, this has happened every year since, it's happened every year other than 2014 and 2019. We're talking NFL worst to first. And there have been some unbelievable stories and teams that have pulled this off. Like the 08 Dolphins, who went from 1-15 to 11-5.
How can you forget that one?
The 09 Patriots missed the playoffs and went 11-5.
What was your reaction?
08, whatever it was.
Watching week one early that day when Brady went down with the injury. I remember exactly where I was at.
Devastation.
I was at the sports book. I was at a big sports book here in Las Vegas, and I could not believe it.
Yep. Because they were coming off the undefeated season. You couldn't stop that offense. It wasn't fair, Brady to Moss.
Their win total was 13.5 at some spots.
Yeah, they're lucky they won the game. They played the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But Belichick, that's where Belichick said, okay, flexed his muscles.
Yeah, he did.
We'll change how they play. They won 11 games with Castle.
That was a great story, though, with the Dolphins because that's...
Yes, Wildcat.
The Wildcat really took over that year.
Yes.
With Ronnie Brown, and they made it work. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
The 04 Chargers went 12-4. The year before, they were 31st in points allowed. The 2001 Bears, 5-11 to 13-3. Is that Jim Miller? Is it that team? Is it that far back?
The 01 Bears?
Was it that far? Yeah, well, there was a kooky team in there, the Bears. Maybe I'm going too far back. But the Bears surprised a lot of people. Yeah.
I can't recall that team.
They had Jim Miller. They came out of nowhere, and then they were upset by Steve Smith went crazy on them in the playoffs.
In a playoff game?
They lost to Carolina. I could have the wrong year, but
it sounds like when around the same time the Vikings went to the Giants in the NFC title game.
Yeah.
And it was over with at halftime?
Yeah.
Was it that year?
0-1-0-2, 0-1-0-2 maybe.
Okay.
Broncos, 91, 5-11 to 12-4. Saints, 3-13 to first place. Colts, 3-13 to 13-3.
Was that Saints year the year after they took Reggie Bush?
06, was that what it was?
Yes.
Was that Breeze? It might have been Breeze.
It was Breeze.
First year. 0-1 Patriots, doesn't get any better than this. 5-11 to Super Bowl champs. How about that? 99 Rams, too. Remember that? Vermeil crying in the press conference when Trent Green got hurt in preseason?
Oh, yes.
I got to put this Kurt Warner guy in.
Guys had numerous movies made about his life.
Sure. Okay, so this upcoming year, I'll start with the obvious. Ravens, 8-9. Baltimore and Cleveland both went 8-9. A couple of candidates here.
So this counts. North.
Yes. So Baltimore goes 14-2, 11-5, and then last year they start 8-3. Even though ravaged by injury to the running back position, O-line, and then COVID decimated their defense, in the quarterback position, there were a lot of games Huntley had to play with injuries, COVID, and all the other business that happened. But they are 8-3. They went 1-5 in the division. They lost to the Steelers by 1 and in overtime by 3. They lost to Cleveland by 2, and the Rams and Packers beat them by 1 point each. Those are all their losses down the stretch.
Remember the Green Bay game?
Yeah.
With Huntley?
Yes.
The Packers had no solution for that offense whatsoever. Okay, look at their schedule now.
There were several games that were decided by two-point conversions.
That's right.
Several of them.
So their bye is in Week 10. Look at some of the opponents they have before Week 10. Now, it's going to be, you know, good and bad, but you can probably make that case for most teams. So they have some, you know, bottom feeders in there, like the Jets, the Giants are in there. Who knows about Deshaun Watson yet with the Browns, but... At the Patriots, Bills, Bengals, weeks 3-5, and then the 2 weeks before the bye, at Tampa, at New Orleans. Ooh, mama.
Mm-hmm.
But then they can get healthy after that, after the bye, when they get Carolina at home, at Jacksonville. They do play Denver, but that's at home. Now this, I would say this. Going back to February, this was the team I had my eye on for almost every single reason that you just rattled off. I would tell you right now, as we approach August, Baltimore might be coming a little bit too sexy for
them. Oh, it's moved big time. It's moved big time to win the division. And with the Watson business as well.
Yep.
That he's going to be out. It's just how long. So you're seeing as low as plus 130, 140 now to win the division.
Mm.
And then the Browns numbers all over the place with what's going to happen. And they were 8-9 last year. But with we don't know what's going to happen with Watson. I've seen as high as 3-1 on that too. Okay. Other candidates. Jets. 4-13. They were 30-1. They're down to 20-1. Jacksonville, 3-14. Denver, 7-10. Giants, 4-13. Detroit, 3-13-1. Carolina, 5-12. Seattle, 7-10.
Okay.
Those are all your candidates to go worst to first.
Let's talk about what has to happen for some of these teams to get here. How about the Jets? What has to happen?
Well, significant injuries.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
Because they have to climb up past three teams that are on paper probably better than them still. Because I would say on paper, the Patriots are still better than the Jets.
Yes.
The Dolphins on paper certainly are.
It's by 3 wins with the win total,
Yeah.
And everyone's raving about Mac Jones.
So it would take a ton for the Jets to get there. We can probably all agree on that.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, they're actually in a division where it's like, okay, not a lot has to happen.
Yes. If Matt Ryan goes down, yeah.
Yeah.
And they couldn't stand Urban Meyer, and because it didn't work out. And they, yes.
Let me ask you this. Is there a chance Jacksonville could be better than Tennessee, even if Tennessee remains relatively healthy?
I could see it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Especially if they make a quarterback change.
And then I think the other prime candidate outside of Baltimore would be Denver.
Absolutely.
Because and the more you look at this team, I think the more you have to like them. But the one, and it's going to be, you know, it's been the common narrative since March again, is it's the toughest division we've ever seen probably in the NFL. So their win total inside that division, I believe, is 3.5.
I would rank them second.
Behind Baltimore.
You're right. I can't get there with the Jets. I can't get there with Jacksonville unless there's an injury. I can't get there with the Giants. Eagles are better.
Cowboys are better.
Some people, yeah, who knows what you to make of the Commanders. Can't get there with the Lions. Carolina, no way. Even though I think they could be frisky with Mayfield, but still Saints are better, and you still got to worry about Brady. And you might have to, where do you put Seattle? I mean, this is way down the list.
Actually, you know what could...
Is
there any way Seattle could finish like in second place? Like best case scenario ceiling this year?
Well, Trey Lance would have to be awful.
Yeah, if he's terrible and the Cardinals really bounce back this year, and I mean they regress negatively, right? And Murray kind of falls off a little bit.
I can't. Second place? That is very aggressive.
You're really expecting a lot out of the quarterback position at that point.
I try to set it up with expect the unexpected here, but this is, oh boy.
I know people who are high on the Lions. Maybe they finish ahead of the Vikings, although I like the Vikings this year, they're going to be pretty good. And then they have to overcome the Packers, too.
Have to be something happening to Rodgers. Yep.
So, the more...
That's fierce, though, right? Going back since 0-2 every year, but 2?
I mean, it probably will happen again this year, right? Based on the history. And the more I look at Denver, the more I like the Broncos this year. Because the offense, and they finally got that, you know...
Well, they should have swept the Chiefs last year.
They finally got Grandpa out of there.
Grandpa.
Right. Yeah. Like, he should not have been coaching. Yeah. At that, like, he's a good defensive coordinator. That's fine. Go do that. Can't be a head coach. Fangio just not cut out to be that guy. So I think Hackett's going to be an automatic upgrade. And then when you look at, again, the talent that they have offensively, I don't think there's a bigger fan of Javonte Williams on the planet than me. I love the guy. And in fact, I'm a little sad they brought back Melvin Gordon, because I think Williams could have taken off this year and had a monstrous season. He still might. But the combination of Sutton and Judy, just to begin at wide receiver, and all those reports, Paulie, from, you know, last year, going back from scouts and film guys who said, I'm trying to find what's happening with Jerry Judy and why he's not producing, and I watch the film, and every time I break this down, all I can think of, it's the same exact Jerry Judy that we saw at Alabama. He is awesome. He's physical. He is tough to stop. You can't cover the guy. He's always open. The problem at Denver was the quarterback play, and they could not get him the ball. That's not going to be a problem this year.
Yeah. As I mentioned, though, they should have swept Kansas City last year.
Yeah.
And it was, we know what happened in the week.
Oh, boy.
Billy the Kid was checking in. Like, won some money last night, sent me a text. Hey, Billy, how you doing? But the fumble going in to put it out of reach and the touchdown, scoop and score the other way. And then they moved
the contest out here. Yeah.
Survivor. But they moved the ball up and down the field on him in the meeting in Kansas City.
That's right.
And some key turnovers there, too. So
that was a Teddy Bridgewater game.
That was Theodore. That's Teddy Two Gloves. We just got a text that the 0-1 Bears won back to back games on walk-off defensive touchdowns. Was that the Tim Couch game? Well, with our buddy, he's a Browns fan, at the restaurant, he flipped the table over?
Oh, that might have been it.
I think that was it.
That might have been it.
The Browns lost in overtime. I think the Bears got an onside kick and scored. It went to overtime. The Bears lost. He flipped the table. The Bears won. He flipped the table over and walked out.
Yeah.
And left me holding the bank.
I think if anybody can appreciate that move, it's you. Right?
Flipping the table over?
Maybe not going that far, but like,
wow.
Not saying goodbye or anything like that. Like,
that's
this is going to be it for me.
I never thought that's a good topic. You ever go out, watch with a friend in public, and he acted like a buffoon when his didn't go his way?
I'm sure plenty of people watching the show right now listening to
the stories. He got money on it and stuff. He didn't even have money on the game. No. He's just a diehard Browns fan.
Yeah.
He flipped the table over, exit stage left.
Talking to him about the Browns over the years is just miserable. Because he gets, but this is what, right? Like, all teams are supposed to have hope at the beginning of the year. he's been so hopeful, like, every year that I've known him for, like, 20-plus years. And it's just like, oh, not
factory
again.
Factory of sadness.
In August, I have to hear it. I'm like, oh, I got to plug my ears.
I got to look that up now. Now I'm intrigued. I think that might have been the year. Now I'm intrigued. Oh, God.
Look, nothing would surprise him with Cleveland.
Yes.
Nothing would. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. And we need a prop for today, and we are looking for some of your help. It's early in the morning. A lot of times, like, not every baseball prop is up on the board. Does anything stand out to you? We'll run down some of the stuff that we're looking at for today for our betting contest coming up here and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
On VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Get 50% off all expert picks at winnersandwiners.com with promo code VSiN, FTM50 at checkout. Winners and Winers' best bets are backed with a win guarantee. No one should have to pay for losers. Their experts are 11-2-1 the last 3 days with their best bets. Get on board. Promo code VSiN, FTM50 at checkout. 50% off all expert picks today. Winnersandwiners.com.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to make you a friend of ours.
That would mean you will make it.
Investigating what is and isn't legit.
Plus, that's a fugazi. That's a fugazi. I looked at it for 2 seconds.
Seeing through the lines to make you a better better.
I know you know. And I know you know I know you know.
The FTM Army is being sent for.
In our thing, you get sent for, you go in alive, you come out dead, and it's your best friend that does.
These two wise guys would never steer you wrong.
Forget about it.
This is Real or Fugazi on Follow the Money.
Love The Open so much.
So good.
Okay.
Great scene in that movie, too, Brasco. Forget about it.
Oh, it's so good. Okay.
I Am Family.
A couple of tweets to kick around here to begin this one. David Purdom, ESPN, tweeted out yesterday that DraftKings in Ontario has posted odds on the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
Giddy up.
Donald Trump is the favorite at plus 250, DeSantis plus 350, Biden plus 550. Betting on elections is not allowed at sportsbooks in the U.S. Patrick Everson, then, who covers gambling for a living, tweeted out that it's going to be interesting to see if U.S. operators eventually offer presidential election odds. If they do, handle is going to be massive, as Jay Cornegay from the Westgate told him back in 2020. Jay Cornegay then tweeted Patrick and said, if they allowed this in the U.S., it would probably outhandle the Super Bowl 10 times.
Whoa.
Is that comment by Cornegay for real, or is that fugazi?
It's real, because he's not the only one to say it. And because of the appetite for this, and you just see how passionate people are about this topic, also how creative and all the bets you can get and make.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, margin of victory, all this.
Electoral votes.
Popular vote. Oh, yeah. Do all that. All the various states. I mean, it's ridiculous, the menu that's available. In play as well?
You have to have in play.
Trump was favored last time. Got destroyed, how it worked out, right? Trump was like a $4 favorite, and how it played out with Biden.
Right.
Go back to 16. Both candidates were 10-1 in 16, live in play.
And that took like 90 minutes for it to flip.
Yeah, right. So absolutely real. Are you surprised that Donnie's favored?
Yeah, based on the betting numbers overall, that's it. There is no political commentary here whatsoever. I am very surprised that he's as low as plus 250.
DeSantis a lot long ago was what?
I'll tell you this. I'd like to have a piece of that action.
Sure.
He was 125-1 not that long ago.
Yeah, he's got a shot.
And I think he's absolutely going to run.
Right. Biden's too low. Not enough plus 550.
Oh, I would need more than plus 550. Yeah. That's a bad bet, too. I think Trump at plus 250 and Biden at plus 550 are not good bets, in my opinion. But
How about The Rock? 70-1? 50-1?
I don't know if he's going to take it seriously enough. Because I'll tell you this, if The Rock were to actually sit down and say, we're going to go to battle here and maybe make a run, I think he'd pick up steam.
Yeah.
Don't laugh. I mean,
it's the same odds as Hillary.
Yeah. I think the Rock actually could make a deep run at this. I really do. Because I think people would look who the kind of person who has won Americans over in recent years. And I know people are done with like celebrities trying to run for this thing, but I think The Rock would win a ton of people over. Because there's no, even as good as Trump has been on the mic, nobody's better than The Rock.
Good call.
The Rock can outtalk anybody.
Yeah. I think Cuban's good too.
Interesting.
I would think Cuban, but I don't think he wants to do it for so damn much money.
The 2016, I've talked about this on the show several times. I'm watching the coverage on one of the networks the night of the election. And Trump is this close to winning Florida. And there's an offshore book that publicly acknowledged we're moving Hillary to minus 1,500. And I'm like, wait a second here. You are not reading the room correctly.
What network?
I don't remember. I have multiple TVs on and I try to watch all three.
Depends what network you're watching.
I try to give them all a shot. Right? But it was like, he was very close to winning that state, and they moved him at this book. And I'm like, I'd love to be getting some pieces of Trump right now.
All right, my friend.
Yeah.
Real or fugazi. This was on social media yesterday, and I agree with it. The Ruffles cheddar and sour cream is the best chip out there. Real or fugazi.
Okay, well, that's probably, I'm going to go fugazi.
Boom.
But I'm not the biggest chip guy on the planet. That's probably more of a question for you. Do you
regular
think it's
Ruffles?
For real?
I think it is.
You do?
I think
you think the Ruffles make the best chip?
The cheddar.
Really?
Yeah. You can go Ruffles. I go cheddar. Yeah, there it is. The cheddar and sour cream. That is your bag. That's the bag you want. That is a dynamite chip. My power ratings, that, baked Lay's, Doritos, Pringles, and can you count Funyuns? If you can, I'm counting Funyuns.
Oh, it has to be considered a chip,
sure.
Yeah.
Put Funyuns. People like the kettle cook, too, but I go Funyuns on there, my top five.
I'm surprised you have Pringles higher because you have Pringles every morning before the show.
They're good.
Do you go plain Pringles or do you go flavored?
I go Pringles plain and sour cream. All the other ones, trash.
I seem to recall that their cheddar were pretty good.
Nah.
They're no good?
No. This, it's a one against a 16.
That's a real, that's the real deal
the
right
Pringles
there.
The Pringles cheddar against the Ruffles cheddar? Get out of town. Whoa, it's a blowout. It's Portillo's hot dog against, or Italian beef against everyone else.
I'm surprised by that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I feel about the Funyuns. I mean, that's strong too. But the baked Lay's, very underrated.
Okay.
And you can't go against Doritos. I even like the Cool Ranch. The Cool Ranch is a strong chip.
For Doritos?
Chip. Very strong chip.
I'm not a fan.
Come on.
I know, but
you're not a chip guy. That's
the last time I had a single Dorito, 10 years?
I could eat a whole damn bag right now. Doritos, strong. Love them. But you get that crap on your fingers, though. Yeah, I like the Cheetos as well. But that's, with the
no good.
Okay. Will Jerry Jones win another Super Bowl? Or excuse me, Jerry Jones won't win another Super Bowl, ever. He's 79.
Oh,
real or fugazi?
That's real. They're 79 years old? Come on. They can't win a playoff game. That should be the prop. Will he win another playoff game?
Oh,
when's that going to be?
Next year with Sean Payton.
Yeah. Win another Super Bowl? When's the last time they've really truly been relevant in the playoff, in the overall grand scheme of things?
Been a rough stretch.
Oh, yeah, it has been.
Dak won a playoff game, but I guess when they went to Lambeau in the controversy with Dez Bryant.
Yep, okay.
Catch, no catch.
Yep. You think they're going to win another one? What would give you any hope there?
Sean Payton.
Too big of an if.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
I'll ask you this. You haven't witnessed sheer panic until someone close to you seriously loses their cell phone. Real or fugazi? Here's the photo, and I'm asking you this.
I can't. I panic, but I've never seen. It hasn't happened to
me. It has happened to you?
Wait, what happened?
This is my day yesterday.
Oh, no.
Hey, look at the photo up here.
I can't comment. Oh!
I'm not joking. This is my wife's phone. She lost it late Tuesday night. She was in such panic mode. This is the crazy thing. Not only did she have to take off work yesterday, like a majority of the day, work completely understood. Oh, you lost your cell phone? No problem. Take as much. You need a kidney? Nah, come on. You got to be in by 8 o'clock in the morning. But cell phone?
Right.
No, whenever, whenever we see you next is fine by us. So the entire day yesterday when I got home from work, was looking for this phone. They couldn't find it. They were looking for it late Tuesday night. It's such a long story. You wouldn't even believe the details. Long story short, it bounced out of the trunk.
What?
Yes, it bounced out of the trunk, driving her parents back to our house on Tuesday night. She took me. I'm like, I want to go back to the spot because the Find My Phone thing was on, but they couldn't find it at night. We're driving. I was George Costanza. I spotted Dimes from 50 feet away. I said, there it is in the middle of the intersection. No way. She pulled around, stop. It's a busy intersection. Cars are coming like this. I had to stop traffic. I'm out here. Had to go out there, picked it up. Yep.
Are you kidding?
There's her phone.
That's awesome. You could take that in. They fix it for like $80.
Well, no, that's unfixable.
Can't. It's that bad?
That probably was run over by 30 vehicles.
They bury it? Like Rizzuto? Holy cow. Dig it up?
The you would not even believe what the day was like, though, and the true
panic,
sense
I'm
of
sure.
fear of losing the phone.
Your whole life's on there, right? Yeah.
I couldn't even, and she's like, she apologized over and over. I'm like, why? It's a stupid phone. Like, we can get you
good,
a new
good
one.
Yeah. Maybe, I thought maybe she called the psychic to help her out. What happened with the 14-year-old?
Yeah.
You've been on a run here with these stories.
Yeah. Quickly, reflecting on Tony Sirico's death, the man who played Paulie Walnuts in Sopranos, your life wouldn't be the same without that show. Real or fugazi?
Fugazi. Great show, but I make more Seinfeld references.
Okay.
But that's that.
Yeah. That's what I thought of last night.
Yeah.
My life would not be complete or would not be the same without Seinfeld.
Yeah.
There's no way. If that show never existed, I wouldn't be who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many references do we make to Seinfeld in and out of the show?
There he is.
Look at that.
Oh, man.
What a character.
Oh, so good. And look at Tony's face. Pine Barrens, top 5 episode in TV history,
that's
Pine
so
Barrens.
Good.
Yep. Good job. Real or fugazi.
All right, up next, we have to spend a few minutes discussing some of the huge moves that took place yesterday. And as good as management was at the start, are they now the reason why the window has potentially closed for this franchise? We'll kick that around coming up next.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network. this.
You will respect my authority.
No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man, as a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Palm.
I am the smartest man alive.
All right, here we go. Number five, you're missing the start. You don't see this often, and thankfully so. Sunday, June 26th, Monmouth Park, race 11. 16K maiden claimer for three-year-olds and up, going 5.5 furlongs on the turf. Field scratched down to 7 entries, and then the starter make it 6. Let's look at the video as the number 10 horse, you're missing the point, is about to enter the gate. He didn't even get in. They opened it up. Oh, goodness. The 10 was declared a non-starter and bets were refunded. But this is an extremely dangerous situation for the assistant starter guiding the 10 into the gate. Great job by that gentleman, and thankfully no one, including the animal, was hurt. But as a starter, you have one job. Wait till all the horses are in and then open the gate. My goodness. Number 4, Zach and Nicolette and Dax and Abby. All right, boys and girls, get your scorecards out. Jets quarterback Zach Wilson and longtime girlfriend Abby Guile broke up earlier this year. Wilson is now dating New Jersey influencer Delano. Abby Guile is now dating Washington Masters and Commanders wide receiver Zach Milne. Dax was one of Wilson's favorite targets at BYU, where they were roommates. Interesting. Even more interesting is that when a person commented on Instagram calling Abby Guile a homie hopper, she responded saying Wilson slept with his mom's best friend. Wilson broke his social media silence this week, saying he took the boys golfing in Idaho and had bad cell reception. What did I miss, he said. Being a starting quarterback in New York City, and shortstop for that matter, although finding out the Jeter swag bags were fantasy more than reality is like finding out about Santa Claus, definitely has its perks. Just imagine if Broadway Joe lived in the era of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, TikTok and Pinterest. But most importantly, we shouldn't lose sight amidst all the noise of blondes, betrayals, and cougars, the one truth that Dax Milne pulled off the Seinfeld switch. Number 3, No Moss. Former White Sox shortstop and manager Ozzie Guillen now works for NBC Sports in Chicago. During their telecast between games of the White Sox doubleheader with the Cleveland Guardians on Tuesday, Guillen referred to embattled White Sox skipper Tony La Russa as, quote, Rick Renteria with credentials. In his 33 years as a Major League Baseball manager, La Russa has won 2,859 games, second all-time, and 3 World Series titles. Renteria went 309 and 398 in 5 seasons between the Sox and Cubs and did not win a playoff series. New York Post baseball columnist and Major League Baseball insider John Heyman tweeted in response to Guillen's comments, quote, "Will be interesting to see if it's possible to get someone's job by insulting them on a postgame show." Guillen responded and a Twitter battle ensued, including comments from Guillen suggesting Heyman was using him as a punching bag because of his heritage and broken English, and Heyman asserting he got to see Guillen up close in Miami and pointing out that Guillen interviewed with the Padres after saying he didn't want to manage again. Finally, Guillen called for a boxing match between the two to raise money for their favorite charities. While Heyman didn't accept the challenge as of this airing, he did like a comment that Arby's is Guillen's favorite charity. Number 2 and number 1 are the same. Angels, we have heard on low. The top 2 spots on today's edition of No Hyperbole are dedicated to a man that may forever be known as the very worst at his craft, Angel Hernandez. Let's look at 2 recent calls from our antagonist. You've heard of the blue and the gray. Well, last Friday was the battle of the gray and the gray in Dallas. Sonny Gray for the Twins and John Gray for the Rangers. The Twins trailed 6-5 heading to the top of the ninth and had center fielder Byron Buxton leading off. Buxton hit a chopper right over the third base bag that drew chalk as it landed, as you can see in the photo. Josh Smith, the Rangers' third baseman, could not field it cleanly, and the Twins had the speedy Buxton on first with no outs. Or did they? Well, they didn't, because Angel Hernandez was the third base umpire and emphatically and inexplicably ruled the ball foul. And worse news for the Twins? Not even reviewable. But wait, it only gets worse. Let's go back to Saturday, June 25th. Pirates and the Rays from the Trop in Tampa Bay. Bottom of the second, Rays center fielder Brett Phillips hits a routine grounder to second base. Phillips hustles down the line but was clearly out by a long stride. Our man Angel was on the scene again, and as the first base umpire called Phillips safe. Look at this picture. Chains of the Red Sox-Yankees playoff game, where Hernandez was overturned four times in one game. Four times as the first base umpire. Pirates manager Derek Shelton did not need his replay team to call down and tell him to challenge. He did so immediately. And the review process took less than 15 seconds to overcall the turn and overcall the call and turn it to out. Here we have two of the most egregious calls of the season by Hernandez in just the last 3 weeks. And what makes this especially outrageous is that Angel is back in court. You may remember his 2017 lawsuit against Major League Baseball, in which he asserted racial discrimination as the reason he had not been promoted to crew chief nor been assigned a World Series since 2005. In that case, Joe Torre, then Major League Baseball head of operations, testified that, quote, Hernandez has not demonstrated the leadership ability and situational management in critical high-pressure roles, end quote. Last year, a district court judge, while recognizing that minorities were underrepresented in umpiring promotion, prior to 2017, Richie Garcia was the only minority crew chief in Major League Baseball history, while since Kerwin Daly and Alfonso Marquez have been elevated, the judge dismissed Hernandez's case, ruling that Torre's assessment was correct from an objective standpoint. He was a bad umpire. Well, in April of this year, Hernandez and his lawyer went back to court, seeking to overturn the district court ruling, charging that Major League Baseball manipulates replay reviews to overturn minority umpires so that their year-end reviews would be less favorable. Major League Baseball has until later this month to respond. Res ipsa loquitur. The thing speaks for itself. And that is no hyperbole.
What was your reaction the first time that you saw the ball go over the third base? Over third base right there and land on the chalk.
You could see chalk come up.
You could see the chalk come up, and you're
Josh
right.
Josh Smith played it. You know, he tried to play the ball, and he didn't field it cleanly. Buxton's rounding first.
Yep.
I mean, you know what I mean? And here he comes, foul. And it's not reviewable.
Your key word was he emphatically called it
emphatically.
Foul. Oh, like I'm the man. I'm right here. I'm right.
If you look at the picture, he positions himself, and he moves inside the baseline to block himself out from the play. He had no idea where the ball was. He's so bad. You know, Mitch, I think he's starting to do this intentionally. He's making these out and safe calls that aren't even close so that he will keep getting overturned and build his court case. It's really bad.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle
it's
right
terrible.
There.
It's terrible.
It's one thing
he's
behind
so
the plate.
Bad.
You were on all over this years ago with Corenti. If you get right. You reach that age, it's I mean, yeah. Christ, we forget stuff all the time.
Corenti
we're not even 50 yet. These yeah. Think about what.
I know. No.
And that speed, it's that fast. Baseball and football, and these guys are like 70 years old. Oh, yeah, I'm on it. I mean,
well, it ties into what we discussed yesterday. Peter King's column this week was excellent on NBC Sports, and we let the viewers of this show, the listeners of this show, really give a lot of feedback yesterday. And, I mean, the countless amount of emails that we got and feedback on Twitter, the one thing we kept bringing up is the fact that we have a chain gang still in the NFL, and there's no, like, chip or laser involved, and there's, like, in their 60s, maybe 70s. Like, guys, come on, this can't be the case.
Did you see in this USFL, they didn't have chains. They did it with a chip in the ball. All the reviews, they went to this graphic, and it would say exactly how many inches short it was or how many it made it by. No chain gang at all.
I why are they so slow to come around to something
you
like this?
You put a chip in the ball when you punt the ball out of bounds, when you kick it through the goalpost, it automatically can tell you. Where it went over out of bounds, did it go over the goalpost if it's higher than the post? You can do all these things with technology.
Now, I will say this. On that same exact play when he was on third base, it is tough to replay that because you don't know
straight
what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, look what happened. That there was a play in the it was a game with the Diamondbacks and the Giants last week in Arizona. And they hit a fly ball down the left field line, runner on second with two outs. So the runner's going with the fly ball. The left fielder comes over and slides to catch the ball. Really should have caught the ball, but drops it, and the ball slides to the fence. And the umpire, third base umpire, said foul ball. It was the Giants, I believe, that challenged. Yeah, the Giants were hitting. They challenged, and the ball was fair. And if you looked at it, the ball came right down on the line.
Okay.
And they gave the runner home because he was running with the play. The batter would have had a double, maybe a triple. I
sure.
mean, the ball rolled all the way back. They put him on first. Because they said, that's, I mean, come on.
How do you make that
if you can use your judgment to say that the runner from second would have scored, can't you use your judgment to say it's a double?
You would think so.
Yeah. To your point about the ensuing play once they rule it dead.
Sure.
It's like in the NFL. you don't blow the whistle, right?
Let the replay. Yep.
Now they don't blow the whistle at all. They will replay everything.
Because the left fielder might fumble the ball.
Who knows?
It might go through his legs. It might have a tough time picking it up. You don't know. He might overshoot the cutoff man. You have no idea what's going to transpire at that point.
I've seen this play now twice in the last few weeks where there's a chopper to second, and the field, Tim Anderson just did it the other day. The fielder comes in to try to turn a double play and tags the runner with an empty glove while throwing to first.
Okay.
The ruling now is if the umpire called him out mistakenly and they review it, the runner automatically gets second no matter what happens ensuing. Whether it was right here and they could throw to first and throw back, they're automatically awarded the next base.
Wild. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.